Chapter 72. Ignition System Diagnosis and Service. Checking for spark. In the event of a no-start condition, the first step should be to check for secondary voltage out of the ignition coil or to the spark plugs. If the engine is equipped with a separate ignition coil, remove the coil wire from the center of the distributor cap, install a spark tester, and crank the engine. See the tech tip: always use a spark tester. A good coil and ignition system should produce a blue spark at the spark tester. See figures 72-1 and 72-2. If the ignition system being tested does not have a separate ignition coil, disconnect any spark plug wire from a spark plug and, while cranking the engine, test for spark available at the spark plug wire, again using a spark tester. Note: an intermittent spark should be considered a no-spark condition. Typical causes of a no-spark, or intermittent spark, condition include the following. Number 1. Weak ignition coil. Number 2. Low or no voltage to the primary, positive, side of the coil. Number 3. Higher resistance or open coil wire, or spark plug wire. Number 4. Negative side of the coil not being pulsed by the ignition module, also called an ignition control module, abbreviated ICM. Number 5. Defective pickup coil. And number 6. Defective module. Refer to figure 72-1. An adjustable spark tester that can be adjusted and should be set to at least 25,000 volts. The tester is connected to a disconnected spark plug wire or coil and the pigtail clipped to a good chassis ground. Cranking the engine should cause a spark to be seen from the spark tester. Refer to figure 72-2. A close-up showing the recessed center electrode on the spark tester. It is recessed 3/8 of an inch into the shell, and the spark must then jump another 3/8 of an inch to the shell for a total gap of 3/4 of an inch. Tech tip: always use a spark tester. A spark tester looks like a spark plug, except it has a recessed center electrode and no side electrode. The tester commonly has an alligator clip attached to the shell so that it can be clamped on a good ground connection on the engine. A good ignition system should be able to cause a spark to jump this wide gap at atmospheric pressure. Without a spark tester, a technician might assume that the ignition system is okay, because it can spark across a normal, grounded spark plug. The voltage required to fire a standard spark plug when it is out of the engine and not under pressure is about 3,000 volts or less. An electronic ignition spark tester requires a minimum of 25,000 volts to jump the 3/4 of an inch gap. Therefore, never assume that the ignition system is okay because it fires a spark plug. Always use a spark tester. Remember that an intermittent spark across a spark tester should be interpreted as a no-spark condition. Electronic ignition troubleshooting procedure. When troubleshooting any electronic ignition system for no spark, follow these steps to help pinpoint the exact cause of the problem. Step 1. Turn the ignition on, or engine off, and, using either a voltmeter or a test light, test for battery voltage available at the positive terminal of the ignition coil. If the voltage is not available, check for an open circuit at the ignition switch or wiring. Also check the condition of the ignition fuse, if used. Note: many Chrysler Group products use an automatic shutdown, abbreviated ASD, relay to power the ignition coil. The ASD relay does not supply voltage to the coil unless the engine is cranking and the computer senses a crankshaft sensor signal. This little-known fact has fooled many technicians. Step 2. Connect the voltmeter or test light to the negative side of the coil and crank the engine. The voltmeter should fluctuate or the test light should blink, indicating that the primary coil current is being turned on and off. If there is no pulsing of the negative side of the coil, then the problem is a defective pickup, electronic control module, or wiring. Case study: the weird running Chevrolet truck. An older Chevrolet pickup truck equipped with a V8 engine was towed into a shop because it would not start. A quick check of the ignition system showed that the pickup coil had a broken wire below it and the ignition control module. The distributor was removed from the engine and the distributor shaft was removed, cleaned, and a replacement pickup coil was installed. The engine started but ran rough and hesitated when the accelerator pedal was depressed. After an hour of troubleshooting, a careful inspection of the new pickup coil showed that the time core had 6 instead of 8 points, meaning that the new pickup coil was meant for a V6 instead of a V8 engine. Replacing the pickup coil again solved the problem. The summary: the complaint, customer stated that the truck would not start. The cause: a visual inspection was used to determine that a pickup coil wire was broken and was replaced, but with the wrong part that was in the correct box. The correction: replacing the pickup coil with the right part fixed the truck. Ignition coil testing using an ohmmeter. If an ignition coil is suspected of being defective, a simple ohmmeter check can be performed to test the resistance of the primary and secondary winding inside the coil. For accurate resistance measurements, the wiring to the coil should be removed before testing. To test the primary coil winding resistance, take the following steps, see Figure 72-3. Step 1. Set the meter to read low ohms. Step 2. Measure the resistance between the positive terminal and the negative terminal of the ignition coil. Most coils give a reading between 1 and 3 ohms, however, some coils should indicate less than 1 ohm. Check the manufacturer's specifications for the exact resistance values. To test the secondary coil winding resistance, follow these steps. Step 1. Set the meter to read kiloohms. Step 2. Measure the resistance between either primary terminal and the secondary coil tower. The normal resistance of most coils ranges between 6,000 and 30,000 ohms. Check the manufacturer's specifications for the exact resistance values. Refer to Figure 72-3. Figure A, set the digital meter to read ohms and measure between the two primary terminals of the coil. Most coils are less than 1 ohm. Figure B, to measure the secondary winding, connect 1 meter lead to one of the primary terminals and the other to the secondary terminal. Testing magnetic sensors. First of all, magnetic sensors must be tested to see if they stick to iron or steel, indicating that the magnetic strength of the sensors is okay. If the permanent magnet inside the sensor has cracked, the result is two weak magnets. If the sensor is removed from the engine, hold a metal, steel, object against the end of the sensor. It should exert a strong magnetic pull on the steel object. If not, replace the sensor. Second, the sensor can be tested using a digital meter set to read AC volts. See Figure 72-4. Testing Hall effect sensors. As with any other sensor, the output of the Hall effect sensor should be tested first. Using a digital voltmeter, check for the presence of changing voltage, pulsed on and off or digital DC, when the engine is being cranked. The best test is to use an oscilloscope and observe the waveform. See Figure 72-5. Refer to Figure 72-4. Measuring the resistance of a magnetic crankshaft position sensor using an ohmmeter. Refer to Figure 72-5. A Hall effect sensor produces a square waveform, whereas a magnetic sensor produces an analog waveform, when viewed on scope. Tech tip. Bad wire replace the coil. When performing engine testing, such as a compression test, always ground the coil wire. Never allow the coil to discharge without a path to ground for the spark. High-energy electronic ignition systems can produce 40,000 volts or more of electrical pressure. If the spark cannot arc to ground, the coil energy can, and usually does, arc inside the coil itself, creating a low-resistance path to the primary windings or the steel laminations of the coil. See Figure 72-6. This low-resistance path is called a track and could cause an engine misfire under load, even though all of the remaining component parts of the ignition system are functioning correctly. Often, these tracks do not show up on any coil test, including most scopes. Because the track is a lower resistance path to ground than normal, it requires that the ignition system be put under a load for it to be detected, and, even then, the problem, engine misfire, may be intermittent. Therefore, when disabling an ignition system, perform one of the following procedures to prevent possible ignition coil damage. Number 1. Remove the power source wire from the ignition system to prevent any ignition operation. Number 2. On distributor-equipped engines, remove the secondary coil wire from the center of the distributor cap and connect a jumper wire between the disconnected coil wire and a good engine ground. This ensures that the secondary coil energy is safely grounded and prevents high-voltage coil damage. Ignition system diagnosis using visual inspection. One of the first steps in the diagnosis process is to perform a thorough visual inspection of the ignition system, including the following. Number 1. Check all spark plug wires for proper routing. All plug wires should be in the factory wiring separator and be clear of any metallic object that could cause damage to the insulation and cause a short-to-ground fault. Number 2. Check that all spark plug wires are securely attached to the spark plugs and to the distributor cap or ignition coils. Number 3. Check that all spark plug wires are clean and free from excessive dirt or oil. Check that all protective covers normally covering the coil and/or distributor cap are in place and not damaged. Number 4. Remove the distributor cap and carefully check the cap and distributor rotor for faults. And Number 5. Remove the spark plugs and check for excessive wear or other visible faults. Replace if needed. Note, according to research conducted by General Motors, about 1/5, or 20%, of all faults are detected during a thorough visual inspection. Refer to Figure 72-6. A track inside an ignition coil is not a short, but rather it is a low-resistance path or hole that has been burned through from the secondary wiring to the steel core. Refer to Figure 72-7. If the coil is working, the end of the magnetic pickup tool moves with the changes in the magnetic field around the coil. Tech tip: the magnetic pickup tool test. All ignition coils are pulsed on and off by the ignition control module or PCM. When the coil charges and discharges, the magnetic field around the coil changes. This pulsing of the coil can be observed by holding the magnetic end of a pickup tool near an operating ignition coil. The magnet at the end of the pickup tool moves as the magnetic field around the coil changes. See Figure 72-7. Refer to Figure 72-8. Using a vacuum hose and a grounded test light to ground one cylinder at a time on a DIS. This works on all types of ignition systems and provides a method for grounding out one cylinder at a time without fear of damaging any component. Use a standard 12-volt test light that uses a bulb, because if an LED test light is used, the high voltage will harm the electronic circuit inside the test light. Testing for poor performance. Many diagnostic equipment manufacturers offer methods for testing distributorless ignition systems on an oscilloscope. If using this type of equipment, follow the manufacturer's recommended procedures and interpretation of the specific test results. A simple method of testing distributorless, waste spark systems, ignition with the engine off involves removing the spark plug wires, or connectors, from the spark plugs, or coils or distributor cap, and installing short lengths, 2 inches, of rubber vacuum hose in series. Note, for best results, use rubber hose that is electrically conductive. Measure the vacuum hose with an ohm meter. Suitable vacuum hose should give a reading of less than 10,000 ohms for a length of about 2 inches. See Figures 72-7 and 72-8. Step 1. Start the engine and ground out each cylinder one at a time by touching the tip of a grounded test light to the rubber vacuum hose. Even though the computer increases idle speed and fuel delivery to compensate for the grounded spark plug wire, a technician should watch for a change in the operation of the engine. If no change is observed or heard, the cylinder being grounded is obviously weak or defective. Check the spark plug wire or connector with an ohm meter to be certain of continuity. Step 2. Check all cylinders by grounding them out one at a time. If one weak cylinder is found, very little RPM drop, check the other cylinder using the same ignition coil, except on engines that use an individual coil for each cylinder. If both cylinders are affected, the problem could be an open spark plug wire, defective spark plug, or defective ignition coil. Step 3. To help eliminate other possible problems and determine exactly what is wrong, switch the suspected ignition coil to another position, if possible. If the problem now affects the other cylinders, the ignition coil is defective and must be replaced. If the problem does not change positions with changing the position of the ignition coil, the control module affecting the suspected coil or either cylinder's spark plug or spark plug wire could be defective. Testing for a no-start condition. A no-start condition, with normal engine cranking speed, can be the result of either no spark or no fuel delivery. Computerized engine control systems use the ignition primary pulses as a signal to inject fuel, a port or throttle body injection abbreviated, TBI, style of fuel, injection system. If there is no pulse, then there is no squirt of fuel. To determine exactly what is wrong, follow these steps. Step 1. Test the output signal from the crankshaft sensor. Most computerized engines with distributorless ignitions use a crankshaft position sensor. These sensors are either the Hall effect type or the magnetic type. The sensors must be able to produce either a sign or a digital signal. A meter set on AC volts should read a voltage across the sensor leads when the engine is being cranked. If there is no AC voltage output, replace the sensor. Step 2. If the sensor tests okay in step 1, check for a changing AC voltage signal at the ignition module. Note: Step 2 checks the wiring between the crankshaft position sensor and the ignition control module. Step 3. If the ignition control module is receiving a changing signal from the crankshaft position sensor, it must be capable of switching the power to the ignition coils on and off. Remove a coil or coil package and, with the ignition switch to on, or run, check for voltage at the positive terminal of the coils. Note: Several manufacturers program the current to the coils to be turned off within several seconds of the ignition being switched to on if no pulse is received by the computer. This circuit design helps prevent ignition coil damage in the event of a failure in the control circuit or driver error, by keeping the ignition switch on, run, without operating the starter, start position. Some Chrysler engines do not supply power to the positive side of the coil until a crank pulse is received by the computer, which then energizes the coils and injectors through the automatic shutdown relay. Step 4. If the module is not pulsing the negative side of the coil or not supplying battery voltage to the positive side of the coil, replace the ignition control module. Note: before replacing the ignition control module, be certain that it is properly grounded, where applicable, and that the module is receiving ignition power from the ignition circuit. Caution: most distributor-less, waste spark, ignition systems can produce 40,000 volts or more, with energy levels high enough to cause personal injury. Do not open the circuit of an electronic ignition secondary wire, because damage to the system, or to you, can occur. Distributor indexing. A few engines using a distributor also use it to house a camshaft position sensor. One purpose of this sensor is to properly initiate the fuel injection sequence. Some of these engines use a positive distributor position notch or clamp that allows the distributor to be placed in only one position, while others use a method of indexing to verify the distributor position. If a distributor is not indexed correctly, the following symptoms may occur. Number 1. Surging, especially at idle speed. Number 2. Light bucking. And Number 3. Intermittent engine misfiring. This most likely occurs when the vehicle is at operating temperature and under a light load at approximately 2000 RPM. A misindexed distributor may cause these conditions. Note, this is not the same as setting the ignition timing. Indexing the distributor does not affect the ignition timing. Always use the factory procedure as stated in service information. Some of the methods may require a scan tool, while others require the use of a voltmeter to verify position. Jeep, late model Chrysler V6 and V8 engines, and some GM trucks require indexing. See Figure 72-9. Secondary ignition inspection. Distributor cap and rotor. Inspect a distributor cap for a worn or cracked center carbon insert, excessive side insert wear or corrosion, cracks, or carbon tracks, and check the towers for burning or corrosion by removing spark plug wires from the distributor cap one at a time. Remember, a defective distributor cap affects starting and engine performance, especially in high moisture conditions. If a carbon track is detected, it is most likely the result of a high resistance or open spark plug wire. Replacement of a distributor cap because of a carbon track without checking and replacing the defective spark plug wires often results in the new distributor cap failing in a short time. It is recommended that the distributor cap and rotor be inspected every year and replaced, if defective. The rotor should be replaced every time the spark plugs are replaced, because all ignition current flows through the rotor. Generally, distributor caps should only need replacement after every 3 or 4 years of normal service. Refer to Figure 72-9. The relationship between the crankshaft position sensor and the camshaft position sensor is affected by wear in the timing gear and/or chain. Refer to Figure 72-10. When checking a coil on plug, COP, assembly, check that the primary and secondary wiring looks normal and that the coil is not discolored for marking or corrosion. COP and waste spark inspection. If a misfire is being diagnosed, perform a thorough visual inspection of the coil on lug abbreviated, COP, assembly and look for evidence of carbon track or heat-related faults to the plug boot. See Figure 72-10. Check ignition coils of waste spark and COP systems for signs of carbon tracks, or black lines, or corrosion. When checking a waste spark type ignition system, check that the coils are clean and that the spark plug wires are attached to the specified coil and coil terminal. See Figures 72-11 and 72-12. Spark plug wire inspection. Spark plug wire should be visually inspected for cuts or defective insulation and checked for resistance with an ohmmeter. Good spark plug wire should measure less than 10,000 ohms per foot of length. See Figures 72-13 and 72-14. Faulty spark plug wire insulation can cause hard starting, or no starting, in damp weather conditions. Refer to Figure 72-11. When checking a waste spark type ignition system, check that the secondary wires are attached to the correct coil terminal and that the wiring is correctly routed to help avoid crossfire. Refer to Figure 72-12. Corroded terminals on a waste spark coil can cause misfire diagnostic trouble codes to be set. Tech tip. Spark plug wire pliers are a good investment. Spark plug wires are often difficult to remove. Using a good quality spark plug wire plier, such as shown in Figure 72-15, saves time and reduces the chance of harming the wire during removal. Refer to Figure 72-13. This spark plug boot on an overhead camshaft engine has been arcing to the valve cover, causing a misfire to occur. Refer to Figure 72-14. Measuring the resistance of a spark plug wire with a multimeter set to the ohms position. The reading of 16.030 ohms is okay because the wire is about 2 feet long. Maximum allowable resistance for a spark plug wire this long is 20,000 ohms. Higher resistance spark plug wires can cause an engine misfire, especially during acceleration. Refer to Figure 72-15. Spark plug wire boot pliers is a handy addition to any toolbox. Spark plug service. The need for service. Spark plugs should be inspected when an engine performance problem occurs, and should be replaced at specified intervals to ensure proper ignition system performance. Most spark plugs have a service life of over 20,000 miles, or 32,000 kilometers. Platinum tipped original equipment spark plugs have a typical service life of 60,000 to 100,000 miles, or 100,000 to 160,000 kilometers. Used spark plugs should not be cleaned and reused, unless absolutely necessary. The labor required to remove and replace spark plugs is the same whether the spark plugs are replaced or cleaned. Although cleaning spark plugs often restores proper engine operation, the service life of cleaned spark plugs is definitely shorter than that of new spark plugs. Platinum-tipped spark plugs should not be re-gapped. Using a gapping tool can break the platinum after it has been used in an engine. Be certain that the engine is cool before removing spark plugs, especially on engines with aluminum cylinder heads. To help prevent dirt from getting into the cylinder of an engine while removing a spark plug, use compressed air or a brush to remove dirt from around the spark plug before removal. See Figures 72-17 through 72-19. Figure 72-16. Always take the time to install spark plug wires back into the original holding brackets, wiring combs. Tech tip. Route the wires right. High voltage is present through spark plug wires when the engine is running. Surrounding the spark plugs is a magnetic field that can affect other circuits or components of the vehicle. For example, if a spark plug wire is routed too closely to the signal wire from a mass airflow sensor, abbreviated MAF, the induced signal from the ignition wire could create a false MAF signal to the computer. The computer, not able to detect that the signal was false, acts on the MAF signal and commands the appropriate amount of fuel based on the false MAF signal. To prevent any problems associated with high-voltage spark plug wires, be sure to route them as manufactured, using all the factory holding brackets and wiring combs. See Figure 72-16. If the factory method is unknown, most factory service information shows the correct routing. Spark plug inspection. Spark plugs are the windows to the inside of the combustion chamber. A thorough visual inspection of the spark plugs often can lead to the root cause of an engine performance problem. Two indications on spark plugs and their possible root causes in engine performance include the following. Root cause number 1. Carbon fouling. If the spark plugs has dry black carbon, or soot, the usual causes include. Number 1. Excessive idling. Number 2. Slow speed driving under light loads that keeps the spark plug temperatures too low to burn off the deposits. Number 3. Over-rich air fuel mixture. And. Number 4. Weak ignition system output. Root cause number 2. Oil fouling. If the spark plug has wet, oily deposits with little electrode wear, oil may be getting into the combustion chamber from the following. Number 1. Worn or broken piston rings. And. Number 2. Defective or missing valve stem seals. Note, if the deposits are heavier on the side of the plug facing the intake valve, the cause is usually due to excessive valve stem clearance or defective intake valve stem seals. When removing spark plugs, place them in order so that they can be inspected to check for engine problems that might affect one or more cylinders. All spark plugs should be in the same condition, and the color of the center insulator should be light tan or gray. If all the spark plugs are black or dark, the engine should be checked for conditions that could cause an overly rich air fuel mixture or possible oil burning. If only one or a few spark plugs are black, check those cylinders for proper firing, possible defective spark plug wire, or an engine condition affecting only those particular cylinders. See figures 72-20 through 72-23. If all spark plugs are white, check for possible over-advanced ignition timing or a vacuum leak causing a lean air-fuel mixture. If only one or a few spark plugs are white, check for a vacuum leak affecting the fuel mixture only to those particular cylinders. Note: the engine computer senses rich or lean air-fuel ratios by means of input from the oxygen sensor. If one cylinder is lean, the computer may make all other cylinders richer to compensate. Inspect all spark plugs for wear by first checking the condition of the center electrode. As a spark plug wears, the center electrode becomes rounded. If the center electrode is rounded, higher ignition system voltage is required to fire the spark plug. When installing spark plugs, always use the correct tightening torque to ensure proper heat transfer from the spark plug shell to the cylinder head. See chart 72-1. Refer to figure 72-17. When removing spark plugs, it is wise to arrange them so that they can be compared and any problem can be identified with a particular cylinder. Refer to figure 72-18. A spark plug thread chaser is a low-cost tool that hopefully is not used often, but is necessary to use to clean the threads before new spark plugs are installed. Refer to figure 72-19. Since 1991, General Motors engines have been equipped with slightly 1/8 of an inch, or 3 mm, longer spark plugs. This requires that a longer spark plug socket be used to prevent the possibility of cracking a spark plug during installation. The longer socket is shown next to a normal 5/8 of an inch spark plug socket. Refer to figure 72-20. A normally worn spark plug that has a tapered platinum-tipped center electrode. Refer to figure 72-21. A worn spark plug showing fuel and or oil deposits. Refer to figure 72-22. A spark plug from an engine that had a blown head gasket. The white deposits could be from the additives in the coolant. Refer to figure 72-23. A platinum-tipped spark plug that is fuel-soaked, indicating a fault with the fuel system or the ignition system causing the spark plug to not fire. Refer to chart 72-1. Typical spark plug tightening torque based on type of spark plug and the cylinder head material. Tech tip: two-finger trick. To help prevent over-tightening a spark plug when a torque wrench is not available, simply use two fingers on the ratchet handle. Even the strongest service technician cannot over-tighten a spark plug by using two fingers. Tech tip: use original equipment manufacturer's spark plugs. A technician at an independent service center replaced the spark plugs in a Pontiac with new Champion brand spark plugs of the correct size, reach, and heat range. When the customer returned to pay the bill, he inquired as to the brand name of the replacement parts used for the tune-up. When told that Champion spark plugs were used, he stopped signing his name on the check he was writing. He said that he owned 1,000 shares of General Motors stock and he owned 2 General Motors vehicles and he expected to have General Motors parts used in his General Motors vehicles. The service manager had the technician replace the spark plugs with AC brand spark plugs because this brand was used in the engine when the vehicle was new. Even though most spark plug manufacturers produce spark plugs that are correct for use, many customers prefer that original equipment manufacturer spark plugs be used in their engines. Note: General Motors does not recommend the use of anti-seize compound on the threads of spark plugs being installed in an aluminum cylinder head, because the spark plug is over-tightened. This excessive tightening torque places the threaded portion of the spark plug too far into the combustion chamber, where carbon can accumulate, and results in the spark plugs being difficult to remove. If anti-seize compound is used on spark plug threads, reduce the tightening torque by 40%. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommendations. Refer to figure 72-24. A water spray bottle is an excellent diagnostic tool to help find an intermittent engine misfire caused by a break in a secondary ignition circuit component. Quick and easy secondary ignition tests. Engine running problems often are caused by defective or out of adjustment ignition components. Many ignition problems involve the high voltage secondary ignition circuit. Following are some quick and easy secondary ignition tests. Test 1. If there is a crack in a distributor cap, coil, or spark plug, or if there is a defective spark plug wire, a spark may be visible at night. Because the highest voltage is required during partial throttle acceleration, the technician's assistant should accelerate the engine slightly with a gear selector in drive or second gear, if manual transmission, and the brake firmly applied. If any spark is visible or a snapping sound is heard, the location should be closely inspected and the defective parts replaced. A blue glow, or corona around the shell of the spark plug is normal and not an indication of a defective spark plug. Test 2. For intermittent problems, use a spray bottle to apply a water mist to the spark plugs, distributor cap, and spark plug wires. See Figure 72-24. With the engine running, the water may cause an arc through any weak insulating materials and cause the engine to misfire or stall. Note: adding a little salt or liquid soap to the water makes the water more conductive and also makes it easier to find those hard-to-diagnose intermittent ignition faults. Test 3. To determine if the rough engine operation is due to secondary ignition problems, connect a 12-volt test light to the negative side, sometimes labeled TOC, of the coil. Connect the other lead of the test light to the positive lead of the coil. With the engine running, the test light should be dim and steady in brightness. If there is high resistance in the secondary circuit, such as that caused by a defective spark plug wire, the test light pulses brightly at times. If the test light varies noticeably, this indicates that the secondary voltage cannot find ground easily and is feeding back through the primary windings of the coil. This feedback causes the test light to become brighter. Refer to Figure 72-26. Typical timing marks. The numbers of the degrees are on the stationary plate and the notches on the harmonic balancer. Refer to Figure 72-26. The initial, or base, timing is where the spark plug fires at idle speed. The PCM then advances the timing based primarily on engine speed. Ignition timing. Purpose. Ignition timing refers to when the spark plug fires in relation to piston position. The time when the spark occurs depends on engine speed and, therefore, must be advanced. Spark plugs fire sooner, as the engine rotates faster. The ignition in the cylinder takes a certain amount of time, usually 30 milliseconds, and remains constant regardless of engine speed. Therefore, to maintain the most efficient combustion, the ignition sequence has to occur sooner as the engine speed increases. For maximum efficiency from the expanding gases inside the combustion chamber, the burning of the air-fuel mixture should end by about 10 degrees after top dead center. If the burning of the mixture is still occurring after that point, the expanding gases do not exert much force on the piston because the gases are chasing the piston as it moves downward. Therefore, to achieve the goal of having the air-fuel mixture be completely burned by the time the piston reaches 10 degrees after top dead center, the spark must be advanced, occur sooner, as the engine speed increases. This timing advance is determined and controlled by the PCM on most vehicles. See Figures 72-25 and 72-26. If the engine is equipped with a distributor, it may be possible to adjust the base or the initial timing. The initial timing is usually set to fire the spark plug between 0 degrees, TDC, or slightly before TDC. Ignition timing changes as mechanical wear occurs to the following. The timing chain. The distributor gear, and the camshaft drive gear. Refer to Figure 72-27. Figure A, typical spout connector as used on many Ford engines equipped with distributor ignition. Figure B, the connector must be opened, disconnected, to check and or adjust the ignition timing. On DIS and EDIS systems, the connector is called spout or SAW, spark output and spark angle word. Checking ignition timing. To be assured of the proper ignition timing, follow exactly the timing procedure indicated on the underhood vehicle emission control information decal. See Figure 72-27. Note, the ignition timing for waste spark and coil unplug ignition systems cannot be adjusted. Tech tip. Turn the key test. If the ignition timing is correct, a warm engine should start immediately when the ignition key is turned to the start position. If the engine cranks a long time before starting, the ignition timing may be retarded. If the engine cranks slowly, the ignition timing may be too far advanced. However, if the engine starts immediately, the ignition timing, although it may not be exactly set according to specification, is usually adjusted fairly close to specifications. When a starting problem is experienced, check the ignition timing first, before checking the fuel system or the cranking system, for a possible problem. This procedure can be used to help diagnose a possible ignition timing problem quickly without tools or equipment. Tech tip. Two marks are the key to success. When a distributor is removed from an engine, always mark the direction the rotor is pointing to ensure that the distributor is reinstalled in the correct position. Because of the helical cut on the distributor drive gear, the rotor rotates as the distributor is being removed from the engine. To help reinstall a distributor without any problems, simply make another mark where the rotor is pointing just as the distributor is lifted out of the engine. Then to reinstall, Simply line up the rotor to the second mark and lower the distributor into the engine. The rotor should then line up with the original mark as a double check. Scope testing the ignition system. Any automotive scope with the correct probes or adapters show an ignition system pattern. All ignition systems must charge and discharge an ignition coil. With the engine off, most scopes display a horizontal line. With the engine running, this horizontal, or zero, line is changed to a pattern that has sections both above and below the zero line. Sections of this pattern that are above the zero line indicate that the ignition coil is discharging. Sections of the scope pattern below the zero line indicate charging of the ignition coil. The height of the scope pattern indicates voltage. The length, from left to right, of the scope pattern indicates time. See figures 72-28 and 72-29 for typical scope hookups. Firing line. The leftmost vertical, or upward, line is called the firing line. The height of the firing line should be between 5,000 and 15,000 volts, 5 and 15 kV, with not more than a 3 kV difference between the highest and the lowest cylinder's firing line. See figures 72-30 and 72-31. The height of the firing line indicates the voltage required to fire the spark plug. It requires a high voltage to make the air inside the cylinder electrically conductive, to ionize the air. A higher than normal height, or height higher than that of other cylinders, can be caused by one or more of the following. Number 1. Spark plug gap too wide. Number 2. Lean fuel mixture. And Number 3. Defective spark plug wire. If the firing lines are higher than normal for all cylinders, then possible causes include one or more of the following. Number 1. Worn distributor cap and/or rotor, if the vehicle is so equipped. Number 2. Excessive wearing of all spark plugs. And Number 3. Defective coil wire, the high voltage could still jump across the open section of the wire to fire the spark plugs. Refer to figure 72-28. Typical engine analyzer hookup that includes a scope display. Number 1. Coil wire on top of the distributor cap if integral type of coil. Number 2. Number 1 spark plug connection. Number 3. Negative side of the ignition coil. Number 4. Ground, negative, connection of the battery. Refer to figure 72-29. Clip-on adapters are used with an ignition system that uses an integral ignition coil. Refer to figure 72-30. Typical secondary ignition oscilloscope pattern. Refer to figure 72-31. A single cylinder is shown at the top and a four-cylinder engine at the bottom. Spark line. The spark line is a short horizontal line immediately after the firing line. The height of the spark line represents the voltage required to maintain the spark across the spark plug after the spark has started. The height of the spark line should be 1/4 of the height of the firing line, between 1.5 and 2.5 kV. The length, from left to right, of the line represents the length of time for which the spark lasts, or duration or burn time. The spark duration should be between 0.8 and 2.2 milliseconds, usually between 1.0 and 2.0 milliseconds. The spark stops at the end, right side, of the spark line, as shown in figure 72-32. Refer to figure 72-3.2. Drawing shows what is occurring electrically at each part of the scope pattern. Intermediate oscillations. After the spark has stopped, some energy remains in the coil. This remaining energy dissipates in the coil windings and the entire secondary circuit. The intermediate oscillations are also called the ringing of the coil as it is pulsed. The secondary pattern amplifies any voltage variation occurring in the primary circuit because of the turns ratio between the primary and secondary windings of the ignition coil. A correctly operating ignition system should display 5 or more bumps, or oscillations, 3 or more for AGM, HEI system. Transistor on point. After the intermediate oscillations, the coil is empty, or not charged, as indicated by the scope pattern being on the zero line for a short period. When the transistor turns on an electronic system, the coil is being charged. Note that the charging of the coil occurs slowly, or coil charging oscillations, because of the inductive reactance of the coil. Dwell section. Dwell is the amount of time that the current is charging the coil from the transistor on point to the transistor off point. At the end of the dwell section is the beginning of the next firing line. This point is called transistor off and indicates that the primary current of the coil is stopped, resulting in a high voltage spark out of the coil. Pattern selection. Ignition oscilloscopes use three positions to view certain sections of the basic pattern more closely. These three positions are as follows. Number 1. Superimposed. This superimposed position is used to look at differences in patterns between cylinders in all areas except the firing line. There are no firing lines illustrated in superimposed positions. See Figure 72-33. Number 2. Raster, or stacked. Cylinder 1 is at the bottom on most scopes. Use the raster, stacked, position to look at the spark line length and transistor on point. The raster pattern shows all areas of the scope pattern except the firing lines. See Figure 72-34. Number 3. Display, or parade. Display, or parade, is the only position in which firing lines are visible. The firing line section for cylinder 1 is on the far right side of the screen, with the remaining portions of the pattern on the left side. This selection is used to compare the height of firing lines among all cylinders. See Figure 72-35. Refer Figure 72-33. Typical secondary ignition pattern. Note the lack of firing lines on superimposed pattern. Refer to Figure 72-34. Raster is the best scope position to view the spark lines of all the cylinders to check for differences. Most scopes display the cylinder 1 at the bottom. The other cylinders are positioned by firing order above cylinder 1. Refer to Figure 72-35. Display is the only position to view the firing lines of all cylinders. Cylinder 1 is displayed on the left, except for its firing line, which is shown on the right. The cylinders are displayed from left to right by firing order. Reading the scope on display, or parade. Start the engine and operate at approximately 1000 RPM to ensure a smooth and accurate scope pattern. Firing lines are visible only on the display, parade, position. The firing lines should all be 5 to 15 kV in height and be within 3 kV of each other. If one or more cylinders have high firing lines, this could indicate a defective, or open, spark plug wire, a spark plug gap too far, or a lean fuel mixture affecting only those cylinders. A lean mixture, not enough fuel, requires a higher voltage to ignite because there are fewer droplets of fuel in the cylinder for the spark to use as stepping stones for the voltage to jump across. Therefore, a lean mixture is less conductive than a rich mixture. Reading the spark lines. Spark lines can easily be seen on either superimposed or raster, or stacked, position. On the raster position, each individual spark line can be viewed. The spark lines should be level and 1/4 as high as the firing lines, 1.5 to 2.5 kV, but usually less than 2 kV. The spark line voltage is called the burn kV. The length of the spark line is the critical factor for determining proper operation of the engine because it represents the spark duration or burn time. There is only a limited amount of energy in an ignition coil. If most of the energy is used to ionize the air gaps of the rotor and the spark plug, there may not be enough energy remaining to create a spark duration long enough to completely burn the air-fuel mixture. Many scopes are equipped with a millisecond sweep. This means that the scope sweeps only that portion of the pattern that can be shown during a 5 or 25 millisecond setting. Following are guidelines for spark line length. Number 1. 0.8 millisecond is too short. Number 2. 1.5 milliseconds is average. And number 3. 2.2 milliseconds is too long. Case study. A technician Stuffy. The owner of a Honda Civic complained that the engine did not run smoothly and the check engine light was on. The service technician retrieved AP0300, random misfire detected, as well as AP0303, cylinder number 3 misfire detected. A scope was connected to each of the coils, one at a time, and the secondary pattern looked perfect on all four cylinders. All four coils and spark plugs were removed, yet they all looked normal. The spark plug for cylinder number 3 was moved to cylinder number 1. Then the coils were reinstalled and the vehicle driven on a test drive. AP0301 was then retrieved, which indicated that the problem was due to the spark plug itself. Replacing the spark plug with a new one solved the misfire problem. The plug was apparently cracked, yet not seen. The scope showed a normal secondary pattern because the voltage needed to jump to ground through the crack in the plug was about the same as is required to jump the gap inside the combustion chamber. The summary. The complaint. Customer stated that the engine ran poorly. The cause, tests confirmed that one spark plug was found to be cracked. The correction, replacing the spark plug solved the engine misfire problem. Refer to chart 72-2. Spark line length depends on the number of cylinders and the engine speed. Refer to figure 72-37. A downward sloping sparkline usually indicates high secondary ignition system resistance or an excessively rich air-fuel mixture. Refer to Figure 72-37. An upward sloping sparkline usually indicates a mechanical engine problem or a lean air-fuel mixture. If the sparkline is too short, possible causes include the following. Number 1. Spark plug's gap is too wide. Number 2. Rotor tip to distributor cap insert distance gap is too wide, or worn cap or rotor. Number 3. Higher resistance spark plug wire. And number 4. Air fuel mixture too lean, vacuum leak, broken valve spring, etc. If the spark line is too long, possible causes include the following. Number 1. Fouled spark plugs. Number 2. Spark plugs gap is too narrow. And number 3. Shorted spark plug or spark plug wire. Many scopes do not have a millisecond scale. Some scopes are labeled in degrees and or percentage of dwell. The following chart can be used to determine acceptable spark line length. See chart 72-2. Refer to figure 72-38. The relationship between the height of the firing line and length of the spark line can be illustrated using a rope. Because energy cannot be destroyed, the stored energy in an ignition coil must dissipate totally, regardless of engine operating conditions. Spark line slope. Downward sloping spark lines indicate that the voltage required to maintain the spark duration is decreasing during the firing of the spark plug. This downward slope usually indicates that the spark energy is finding ground through spark plug deposits, or the plug is fouled, or other ignition problems. See Figure 72-36. An upward sloping spark line usually indicates a mechanical engine problem. A defective piston ring or valve tends to seal better in the increasing pressures of combustion. As the spark plug fires, the effective increase in pressures increases the voltage required to maintain the spark, and the height of the spark line rises during the duration of the spark. See Figure 72-37. An upward sloping spark line can also indicate a lean air-fuel mixture. Typical causes include Number 1. Clogged injectors. Number 2. Vacuum leak. And Number 3. Sticking intake valve. See Figure 72-38 for an example showing the relationship between the firing line and the spark line. Reading the intermediate section. The intermediate section should have three or more oscillations, or bumps, for a correctly operating ignition system. Because approximately 250 volts are in the primary ignition circuit when the spark stops flowing across the spark plugs, this voltage is reduced by about 75 volts per oscillation. Additional resistances in the primary circuit decreases the number of oscillations. If there are fewer than three oscillations, possible problems include the following. Number 1. Shorted ignition coil. And Number 2. Loose or high resistance primary connections on the ignition coil or primary ignition wiring. Electronic ignition and the dwell section. Electronic ignitions also use a dwell period to charge the coil. Dwell is not adjustable with electronic ignition, but it does change with increasing RPM with many electronic ignition systems. This change in dwell with RPM should be considered normal. Many EI systems also produce a hump in the dwell section, which reflects a current limiting circuit in the control module. These current limiting humps may have slightly different shapes depending on the exact module used. For example, the humps produced by various GM, HEI modules differ slightly. Dwell variation, electronic ignition. A worn distributor gear, worn camshaft gear, or other distributor problem may cause engine performance problems, because the signal created in the distributor is affected by the inaccurate distributor operation. However, many electronic ignitions vary the dwell electronically in the module to maintain acceptable current flow levels through the ignition coil and module without the use of a ballast resistor. Note: distributor-less ignition systems also vary dwell time electronically within the engine computer or ignition module. Coil polarity. With the scope connected and the engine running, observe the scope pattern in the superimposed mode. If the pattern is upside down, the primary wires on the coil may be reversed, causing the coil polarity to be reversed. Note: check the scope hookup and controls before deciding that the coil polarity is reversed. Acceleration check. With the scope selector set on the display, parade, position, rapidly accelerate the engine, gear selector in park or neutral with the parking brake on. The results should be interpreted as follows. Number 1. All firing lines should rise evenly, not to exceed 75% of maximum coil output, for properly operating spark plugs. Number 2. If the firing lines on one or more cylinders fail to rise, this indicates fouled spark plugs. Rotor gap voltage. The rotor gap voltage test measures the voltage required to jump the gap, 0.030 to 0.050 of an inch, or 0.8 to 1.3 millimeters, between the rotor and the inserts, segments, of the distributor cap. Select the display, or parade, scope pattern and remove a spark plug wire using a jumper wire to provide a good ground connection. Start the engine and observe the height of the firing line for the cylinder being tested. Because the spark plug wire is connected directly to ground, the firing line height on the scope indicates the voltage required to jump the air gap between the rotor and the distributor cap insert. The normal rotor gap voltage is 3 to 7 kV, and the voltage should not exceed 8 kV. If the rotor gap voltage indicated is near or above 8 kV, inspect and replace the distributor cap and/or rotor, as required. Refer to Figure 72-39. A dual trace scope pattern showing both the power and the waste spark from the same coil, cylinders 1 and 6. Note that the firing line is higher on the cylinder that is under compression, or power, otherwise, both patterns are almost identical. Scope testing a waste spark ignition system. A handheld digital storage oscilloscope can be used to check the pattern of each individual cylinder. Some larger scopes can be connected to all spark plug wires and, therefore, are able to display both power and waste spark waveforms. See Figure 72-39. Because the waste spark does not require as high a voltage level as the cylinder on the power stroke, the waste form is normally lower. Scope testing a coil-on plug ignition system. On a coil-on plug type of ignition system, each individual coil can be shown on a scope and, using the proper cables and adapters, the waveform for all of the cylinders can be viewed at the same time. Always follow the scope equipment manufacturer's instructions. Many Ford coil-on plug systems use a triple strike secondary spark event. The spark plugs are fired three times when the engine is at idle speed to improve idle quality and to reduce exhaust emissions. Above certain engine speeds, the ignition system switches to a single fire event. See Figure 72-40. Refer to Figure 72-40. A secondary waveform of a Ford 4.6-liter V8, showing three sparks occurring at idle speed. Ignition System Symptom Guide. Refer to chart on page 865. Review questions. Question 1. Why should a spark tester be used to check for spark, rather than a standard spark plug? Question 2. How is a magnetic sensor tested for resistance and AC voltage output? Question 3. What harm can occur if the engine is cranked or run with an open, or defective, spark plug wire? Question 4. What are the sections of a secondary ignition scope pattern? Question 5. What can the slope of the spark line indicate about the engine? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. A spark tester should be used to check for spark because A. A spark tester requires at least 25,000 volts to fire. B. It is connected to the CKP sensor to check its output. C. It can detect a cracked spark plug. D. It can detect the gap of the spark plugs. Question 2. Technician says that a defective spark plug wire or boot can cause an engine misfire. Technician B says that a tracked ignition coil can cause an engine misfire. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 3. Poor engine performance could be the result of A. A. Defective coil. B. Distributor ignition with the CMP and CKP not correctly indexed. C. A high voltage spark leak. D. Any of the above. Question 4. Typical primary coil resistance specifications usually range from ohms. A. 100 to 450. B. 500 to 1500. C. Less than 1 to 3. D. 6000 to 30,000. Question 5. Typical secondary coil resistance specifications usually range from what to what ohms? A. 100 to 450. B. 500 to 1500. Circa 1 to 3. D. 6000 to 30,000. Question 6. What should be inspected as part of a visual inspection of the ignition system? A. Spark plug wires for proper routing. B. Spark plug gap. C. Coil polarity. D. All of the above. Question 7. What part of the scope pattern shows the duration of the spark? A. Firing line. B. Spark line. C. Intermediate section. D. Dwell section. Question 8. Which can be used to test for a fault with the cylinder on a waste spark system? A. Using a timing light to check for spark. B. Using short sections of rubber hose attached to the coil terminals. C. An LED test light. D. Any of the above. Question 9. Two technicians are discussing a no start, or no spark, condition. Technician A says that an open CKP sensor could be the cause. Technician B says that a defective ignition control module could be the cause. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 10. As engine speed increases, the timing of the spark in the cylinder must be A. Advanced. B. Maintained the same. C. Set at 10 degrees BTDC. D. Retarded slightly. End of chapter 72.